Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore, reflections for life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore, reflections for life and so much more.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers, recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. رمضان كريم. الحمد لله, we're breathing in this blessed month of Ramadan al-Kareem. I would like to congratulate each and everyone watching the blessings of Ramadan, the arrival of Ramadan. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower countless mercies upon us in this blessed month. Quran and Ramadan, they are very much connected to each other because Quran was revealed in Ramadan al-Kareem. And inshallah, in this program, what we will be discussing, various verses of the Holy Quran. We'll be talking about the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lessons and reflections is the name of this program. And we will not only learn lessons, but we will also reflect upon. We will try to better ourselves. This is the main idea of this program. Be with us from start to end. Immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you'll be learning. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program. Inshallah, you will really benefit from it. You will realize after the very short and sweet program when it ends. Respected viewers, it's a good idea to make good intentions also. My Sheikh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Dhamat Barakatumul Aliyah, gives us this mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll deliver this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are watching, you can make this intention. You will watch this from start till end. Respected viewers, today we'll be talking about a very famous verse of the Holy Quran. And that is, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. We worship you alone and only seek your help. So the ayahs before this one talks about the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the praise of our Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. And from this it is established that the one who deserves the real hamd and thana, the real praise, is the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the our Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal, who is deserving to be worshipped. And he is the only one who deserves to be worshipped and deserves to be praised. Because he is our creator, he is our merciful Lord Azza wa Jal. And in this verse, the believers, they are being taught that we should submit ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that we say, Ya Allah, we only worship you and only seek help from you. And you are the one in reality who deserves to be worshipped. Same is the case. You are the one, in fact, who is the real helper of each and every one. And there is none other than you who can be worshipped. And there is no one else to whom, in fact, one can seek help from. And in reality, you are the one who is the real helper. And we admit the fact that, O Allah, without your permission, there is none who can assist, who can help anyone in any form or a shape, whether it is physical or spiritual or any kind. Without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one is able to assist or help anyone. So this is the fundamental belief of each and every believer. We should keep this in our mind. That real helper is the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to understand the difference between ibadah and ta'zim, worship and respect. What is the difference? Let's understand. If someone respects someone with this belief that he is deserving of ibadah, then such kind of respect will be classed as ibadah. But if someone does not have this in mind, that he is deserving of ibadah, and then yet he respects someone, that will be classed as just respect, because he doesn't have this belief in his mind that he is deserving of ibadah. For example, when we stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our hands tied up like that, this form of standing is respect. And this respect we are showing because we have got this yaqeen, this belief, this faith that Allah is deserving of ibadah, deserves to be worshipped. Now this form of respect will be ibadah, because we're doing it with intention to worship. But same style if you stand in front of any insan, any makhluk, human being, this will not be ibadah. This will be just ta'zim and respect, because you do not have this mindset, this belief that this insan or this makhluk, this creation in front of whom I am standing like this, he is deserving of ibadah. You don't have this mindset. So this will be just a respect. So intention and belief can differentiate what is ibadah and what is ta'zim, respect. Now in this verse, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, before the ibadah, worship is mentioned, and then help is sought. So we learn that before mentioning our pleas, our hajat, our du'as, our needs in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first we should praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We should mention the hamd and thana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should show us being down to earth. We should show us being humble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should submit totally ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should establish the fact that we are the slaves. We are the humble people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our Rabb ta'ala, who deserves praise, and he deserves to be worshipped alone. Once that is done, then you make your hajat and pleas in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and we seek help from you alone. Imam Abdullah bin Ahmad Nasafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that worship, ibadah, is mentioned before seeking help. The reason, he writes, before mentioning your hajat, your need in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, presenting a wasila, any means that is more closer for the acceptance. Hence, every Muslim should present wasila in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before mentioning his needs, his hajat. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, and we recite this Surah Al-Fatiha every day, Alhamdulillah in our salah. And we say, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and we only seek your help. Here what we learn is that in reality, in real help is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, whether it is through means or without means. It is the Dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the real helper. Now, respectfully, if someone has got this belief, this aqidah, that anyone other than Allah is helping without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission, he is helping on his own, with his own ability, and he is qadr on that, he is capable of doing it without the help of Allah, without the permission of Allah, then absolutely this would be shirk. And every Muslim, what he believes, that anyone who is closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, awliya Allah, friends of Allah, anbiya, those they are close in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they assist anyone, if they help anyone, okay, they do through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. through the granted ability given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the izn and permission of Allah, no one can help. And these awliya and anbiya, these friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the means in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are wasila in the court of our Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. Now, respect viewers, for an instance, if this is believed, let's say, sometimes shaitan whispers that why you are seeking help from other than Allah, you should only seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, that's what we are learning. The real help is from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If even any doctor or any other person in our day-to-day routine life or awliya Allah or friends of Allah, okay, they help us, so this help is also in reality help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are just the wasila, just the means. And having such aqidah is absolutely fine and right. And for an argument's sake, if we say that no, you cannot present wasila, nobody can help other than Allah, so what will happen? You will be refuting the teachings of Islam from Quran and a hadith. Yes, there are so many verses of the Holy Quran which indicate that seeking help from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely permissible. And even anbiya, they've done it. Awliya, they've done it. And Muslims, they have been doing it. And there's no harm whatsoever. As long as you've got this belief that whoever is helping, is this help is the actual help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are just wasila. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting them this ability. Without his permission, nothing is possible. So if this is the case, absolutely fine. No problem whatsoever. Whereas this verse, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ is concerned. Here, in reality, the only helper is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is being referred. The real help. This is what discussed and referred here. Let me mention a few verses of the Holy Quran in order to better understand the real meaning of وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And help each other in righteousness and piety. And do not help one another in sin and transgression. And then another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. So if this is all shirk, or if this is all not permissible, then what would you say about these verses of the Holy Quran? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. If you help the religion of Allah, Allah will help you. You've been asked to help the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will happen? Allah will help us. So we are makhluq. We've been asked to help the religion of Allah. Now, actually, we have been granted this ability by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't do nothing on our own. This power is granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the point what we're establishing is that we can seek help from the creation with this yaqeen and belief that they help us through the granted ability of Allah, through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Sayyidina Isa ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alihi salatu wasalam said, who will become my helpers towards Allah? The disciples said, we are the helpers of the religion of Allah. What would you talk about this verse of the Holy Quran, where Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking help from for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So it is permissible, that's why he's doing. A Nabi cannot commit a shirk, can he? Because he is there to refute shirk, he is there to remove shirk, isn't it? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ ظَهِيرٌ. Allah is his helper and Jibreel and the righteous believers, and thereafter the angels are his helpers. So all these verses are indicating that there is a permissibility. One can seek help from others other than Allah. But the aqeedah should be correct. Intention should be right. Belief should be right. That this is just a means. This is just a wasila. And if they are helping, right? If we get ill, what do? We go to doctor, don't we? If we need a house, we go to an architect. We need engineers. We need so many people in our day-to-day routine life, right, who help us, and we help them. What is this? Isn't it creation helping the creation? Would it be shirk then? Not, of course not. It won't be, because they are doing it through the granted ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the permission of Allah, no one can help. When you go and take medicine, what is this? Medicine is just a wasila. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not grant shifa, medicine can't do nothing. This should be the aqeedah. This should be the belief. And when we seek help from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Mawla Ali Mishkil Kushakar wa Allah ta'ala wajhahul kareem, or Ghawthul A'zam, so there's no harm in doing that, because we just make them as our wasila in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever helps, they help through the granted powers given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do help through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the real understanding of وَإِيَّاكَ نَصْطَعِينَ. In reality, in fact, this should be believed. The only helper is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anyone other than Allah, if he assists or helps, this is a wasila. And that is through the granted ability and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, look at this verse of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. And if when they had wronged themselves, dear beloved Prophet, they came to your court, then sought forgiveness from Allah, and the messenger had prayed for their forgiveness too, then certainly they would have found Allah to be most accepting of repentance, most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive, isn't it? What Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said to go in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And even angels, they came to assist in Badr. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّهُ. Now here the help of angels is said as the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who helped them? Angels. But Allah is saying, this is the help of Allah. So likewise, the help of awliya, or any creation who helps and assists, that is the real help from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the real helper is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because they're doing it from the granted ability from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has enabled them to do. It is His permission. Without His permission, nothing is possible. Nothing can happen. And also in Quran, we find that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he asked his minister, Asaf bin Barkhiya radiyallahu ta'ala an, to fetch a massive giant throne with no time and blink of an eye, that was presented to the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. And upon this he had said, هَذَا مِن فَضُلِ رَبِّي. Now in Nabi alayhi salam asked help from his minister. What is this? If it was shirk, would he do that? No, he would have asked from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respective views of Madani Shaitan, sometimes Shaitan puts whispers in our minds. We need to understand Quran and Hadith and the real meaning of each and every verse of the Holy Quran also. This is very important. وَإِيَّاكَ نَصْطَعِينَ. We only seek help from you. What does it mean? It means the real helper is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we seek help from other than Allah, we have got this mindset, belief that this is a wasila, and they are doing it through the granted permission and ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not doing it on their own. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to understand Quran properly. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa وسلم.
Lessons from Qur'an about to explore, reflections for life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an about to explore, reflections for life and so much more.